the concert taking place Saturday evening at the EWU Music Hall with the Spokane Music Teachers Association. And here's Greg Presley. Hello, Greg.
Good morning, Vern.
You folks, as I mentioned earlier, before you came in, you're an imaginative lot. You're doing a piano piece, and yet we have tango dancers. So talk about some of the things that go on behind the scenes of you and Jody Graves and your scheming of how to have a good concert.
Well, all we do really is throw it up in the air and say, this is what we imagined could happen, and let the music teachers run from it.
Run from it or with it?
With it. I think both, actually. not all of them participate. But we have a wide assortment of music every year. But this year in particular, we're very thrilled to have one of the sets of teachers who are performing, because this is a duo piano recital, which means that there'll be two pianos playing at the same time, happen to be including some dance pieces, a samba and a tango. And through that, we're going to be very fortunate to have some live dancing, and I guess you can...
And they're right here in the room, so we'll bring in a little bit. We'll talk with Charles Lampierre, but I want to begin with you, Shannon Stroop. Good morning, Shannon.
Good morning.
And this is a great story you were starting to tell off the air of how you got roped into dancing a tango to a couple pianos.
Yes. Well, Barbara Heckenlively teaches my son piano. And we were talking after practice about a month ago, and she said, oh, yeah, I'm performing a fundraiser at Eastern. And I told her I did my undergrad there. And she said, well, I'm trying to find maybe some tango dancers to dance to this piece. And I told her, you know, I dance tango, correct? And she was so surprised to hear that. And I called my dance partner, and we've been dancing together for about a dozen years.
Great. And so the rest is history for you to do these couple pieces. Well, good morning, Charles Stroop.
Good morning.
And with both of you, for us who have not gotten inside it and done tango dancing, and we can only kind of imagine, what is the real allure of tango dancing? What's the thrill of that art form?
Well, I think for most people, once they do get into tango, it becomes a very intimate and close connection with your partner. It's when you're dancing tango, you're dancing as like one instead of two different partners. I mean, and you get very passionate, and it gets very deep for tango dancers. They love it, and they, you know, it's like that's the only dance there is.
And you agree with that, Shannon?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, people that dance tango, once you start that particular type of dance, you really just don't care as much about all the other forms of dance, because it's incredible. And you can dance tango to anything. I mean, we used to dance at a studio, Satori, that they would always play a Metallica song that's really wonderful to dance to, truly. Yeah. I mean, you can dance it to anything.
Now, for us outsiders, when you say tango, how precise is that as a definition? Does it mean a group of steps, a group of moves? That's part one. I'll bring in part two of my question. But just, how do you define what is tango?
Yeah, tango is a style of dance that was originated in Buenos Aires, early 19th century, maybe late 18th. And the form... became very popular, and it was exported to France, basically, and then that's when it became, world known. And but tango is completely different than any other dance, because it's totally improvised, and one couple can be dancing to one part of the music, another couple can be interpreting the music a little differently, and they'll be dancing in a little different way, and there's pauses in tango, Argentine tango, as opposed to American tango, which is a ballroom style.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, so if you're improvising, if each person is improvising, then how does the togetherness work relative to your improvising?
Oh, right. That's where it really comes in, that having a partner that you've danced with for a long time. Now, for example, I could be out tango dancing anywhere, and any man could take me on the dance floor, I will do what he leads me to do on the dance floor. So for a woman, I feel like it's such an easier dance and so much more enjoyable. The man is always listening to the music and thinking of what next step is going to go well to the music. So I think that it's a much more difficult dance for the man. But also when you have a partner that you've danced with as long as us, like for over a decade, we just, his lead is so good and so subtle, and it's just very easy to dance with him. But also nothing is choreographed. So the dance that we're doing at Eastern, we have danced to them performing live. We rehearsed with them the other day. But nothing we do is choreographed, so he just listens to the music, and every time we dance, it's going to be something different. So we have no plan going up on stage, and it's really fun for me because I just do whatever you lead me to do.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's beautiful, yeah. So when I say that different people dance to different parts of music, I'm talking different couples.
Yeah.
And it's up to the leader to kind of sort of interpret the music, and then the follower works with you.
Nice. So it's that lovely improvisation, not unlike jazz, but maybe even freer in some forms.
Absolutely. And in fact, one of my big passions is dancing to blues or jazz and that sort of music, and just interpreting it as you go, and you get that feeling inside, and you're really in tune to the music and your partner.
Now, again, when we outsiders, I keep coming, but that's what many of us are, we see it a certain kind of posture involved in tangoing, you know, kind of holding way back, for instance, maybe the woman bending way back and leaning forward and things like that.
That would be American tango.
Oh, that is?
As opposed to Argentine.
Okay.
Argentine tango is very much close together.
Mm-hmm.
American tango, you do have that. The hips are connected, and the upper torso is apart with your arms extended.
Oh, I see.
Argentine tango is much more close embrace, and so you're more of in this type of a teepee or whatever posture versus spread apart as a V.
Wow, nice description, including for radio. Thanks for that. And so you're opening this concert with dancing to a couple pieces, a samba and a tango. What's that experience of dancing with a couple pianists?
Well, I mean, we love to dance to live music. This is the first time we've ever danced to, you know, just the piano, which has been really fun and different. But there are some clubs in town, even Zola, when they have live bands. I mean, we love to get out there on the dance floor.
Yeah, improvise and dance tango. So, it's not that different dancing to the pianos. I mean, you're just listening to the rhythm and trying to feel the music and, you know, pause where it feels appropriate and speed up when the music is speeding up. And
obviously because of the improvisatory nature that you've already described, if they don't take quite the same tempo from the rehearsal to the concert, that'll be no big deal, right?
No, it's no big deal. No,
not at all.
No.
I mean, we could go out there for the first time ever hearing it and dance just fine to it. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what we do when we go and dance to live music. So.
Nice. Well, what an illumination you've both brought us, Shannon Stroop and Charles Lempfier, the tango couple, who are opening this with two pieces, a samba triste, a sad samba by Richard Rodney Bennett, and then Tango del Sol by David Kundi, along with the pianist Stacy Martin and Barbara. So heckin' lively. So thank you very much for...
Thank you for having us.
So that was one of the things that was going to happen on this concert Saturday night with the Spokane Music Teachers Association. And once again, Greg Presley. We have two young ladies here, and that perfectly continues the duo piano. Well, in this case, it's piano duet thing that's going on, doesn't it?
It does. The fun thing about this concert is we have a huge array of ages participating. Our oldest teacher, who I'm not going to name, is in her 80s, and our youngest performers are two students of one of our teachers, and the youngest of them is 11. So we have that broad age of performers, which is fantastic, and we all learn and enjoy that.
And we're about to hear from the Gyrgyz sisters, who played for us, I remember, during the music festival time. Ava and Sarah Gyrgyz played for us. I think that's how we say their last name. We'll have them confirm that. They have a couple of pieces by Debussy from the Petite Suite Un Bateau, or A Boat, and then the ballet. Let's go to our studio right now and hear from Ava and Sarah Gerges. Thank you. the Petite Suite, two of the movements of Debussy's great piece, Un Bateau and a Boat, and the ballet, played for us by Ava and Sarah, who are coming into the studio now, and we're going to meet them. What a treat, Ava and Sarah. Okay, each of you come to a microphone. There you go. You know, it's been so long since I heard you, I forgot how to say your last name.
It's Girgis.
Girgis. Okay, I thought I probably did it wrong. I thought it was with the hard G. Ava and Sarah Girgis. But what's cool about it, you have a name for your duo, don't you?
Yes, it's the Sole Deo Gloria duo.
Great, yeah. And I know that you played for us not only at Music Fest, but then you played as a prelude to one of the Connoisseur Concerts events last time. So now, which one of you, what's your name?
My name is Sarah.
You're
yes.
Sarah and you're Ava.
Yes.
Hi, Ava.
Hi.
And so you have this piano duo and you're still doing stuff. Have you, since I last talked to you or last saw you 6 months ago, have you learned a bunch of new pieces and are you still doing stuff?
Yes.
Tell me a few of the new pieces that you've been working on.
We are working on the Mendelssohn Allegro and Adagio and Allegro Assai. And we're doing a contemporary piece. It's a Bowen suite for piano. We're doing the third movement out of that and a Mozart sonata, too.
Nice. And who's your piano teacher?
Barbara Miller.
It's Barbara Miller. Okay. And Ava, in doing all this stuff, do you always play either the top or the bottom, or do you trade back and forth on who's which side of the piano?
I trade back and forth on the Mendelssohn and this Debussy that we just played. I play the primo, and on the York Bowen and the Mozart, I play the secondo.
Do you like one better than the other?
I think they're both equally good.
Okay, what about you, Sarah?
I actually enjoy being the bottom because you get to control the pedal, and I don't know, it's just comfortable for me. I like it.
Well, that would kind of fit with an older sister role, don't you think? Actually, somewhat seriously.
Yes.
That as the older sister, you can do that and then enjoy your younger sister playing all those pretty melodies.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And what plans do you have for your duo? Do you have any things, other than this concert on Saturday night, do you have any concerts or competitions or anything coming along?
So, not this weekend. In 2 weeks, we are doing the MTNA duet competition for the state. And so we'll be doing all four of our pieces. We're doing a program for that.
Wow. Music Teachers National Association. And where does that take place?
That's going to take place here in Spokane this year.
Oh,
yes.
So it's kind of convenient for you to do. And so is that kind of just like playing a whole recital that you do? You just play one piece after another? You can answer that, Ava.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what you do. So when you're not being a piano duo and when you're not practicing your solo piano things, tell me some other things about you. Ava, what do you do when you're not playing the piano?
Well, I play the cello, too.
You do?
Yes.
Okay, are you playing in one of the youth orchestras or anything like that
right
now? How long have you been playing the cello?
For 2 years.
Okay, do you have a cello teacher?
Yes.
Who's that?
Johannes Kleiman.
Oh, good. Okay. So does the cello feel like a really fun instrument to play?
Yes.
Right now, I see there are a lot of cello players. I think a lot of people are enjoying playing that instrument, aren't they? Good.
Yeah.
Do you get to play it in an orchestra or an ensemble or anything anywhere?
Actually, one of our other sisters, Hannah, she plays the viola, and Sarah plays the violin, so we do a trio together.
You got the family piano duo, and you got the family string trio. That couldn't be much better. So I guess, Sarah, you just got outed as a violinist, right?
Yes.
And do you do violin in any other places other than with your family?
When we were in California, we were all in a chamber orchestra, and we haven't gotten into any of the youth orchestras yet this year, but we're thinking of doing that next year.
I think that would be a good idea. That would be great. Well, this is really great. Sarah and Ava Girgis, thank you for playing for us.
Thank you so much.
Okay, that's great. And you can hang around while I talk to Greg for another minute or two here. So, Greg, kind of a little bit more sense of this program without talking about every piece. Everybody, piano duo teams just kind of show up and say what they're going to play and you...
Yes, we decided last year that some of our programs get a little classical heavy and a little heavy duty. So this year we're looking for a mix of about 50% popular arrangements and 50% classical. And just sort of by accident, different groups came up with that. So we have lots of arrangements of things that range from Night and Day and a suite from Ghibli, which is My Neighbor Totoro, which is a sort of an anime film. We have Peter and the Wolf. We have Matty Reg and a classical mashup. So we have a whole bunch of different kinds of mixes of fun things. We even have a Queen medley by some of Avon Sarah's compatriots. They're also young players, and they're going to do a medley of music by Queen.
Wow, sounds like a great program. That is on Saturday at EWU, so they have two pianos available there for this duo piano concert Saturday night at 7 o'clock at the EWU Music Recital Hall. You and Barbara Miller are going to take on some Polovetchian dances to conclude it all?
Yes, we are. She found a dandy arrangement by Victor Babin, who was a part of the two piano team with his wife, Vronsky. And so we're going to whip it up. It's fun.
Good. Well, sounds like a lot of fun. Saturday night for the Spokane Piano Teachers, the Spokane Music Teachers Association is their exact name, their annual duo piano concert Saturday at 7 at EWU.
It is a fundraiser, so there's a but if the tickets are very reasonable. The adult prices are $10 and children and seniors are $5.
Good to know. Okay. Thanks a lot. Well, thank you, everybody.